Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow the show at B. Mitch and Finley on multiple platforms, Twitter and Instagram. Right now, time to get to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our friend. You heard the song. You know what day it is. You know how this works. It is time for us to talk to the chief economic correspondent for Politico, Mr. Ben White. Ben, another week, another win for your Commanders. Are you allowing yourself to buy in? They're now 7-5, and if the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs. Are you all the way in?
I am 100% all the way, big hat energy in, man. You guys just turned me on to that. I'd missed that after the game because I listened to it with my kids driving back from Thanksgiving. We actually had it on a phone, like up on the dashboard. But I didn't catch like the after the game stuff, so I missed B-Rob with the big hat. And so I just looked it up. Man, that thing is awesome. I got to get myself one of those.
Well, you should know that we've ordered one for landfill.
Hey, you know inflation is going. It's about an $80 hat.
There you go. I mean, it does look completely ridiculous. I mean, it's absurd, but there's something so cool about it.
But anyway, sweet, though.
It does look sweet. And I love how low key and chilly was saying, you know, I got some, I got a buddy who makes them if you want them. But yeah, I'm bought in, particularly if they sweep the Giants. I think they can get in with a split with the Giants, but I think they're a lock if they sweep these next two games. I mean, I was just actually doing, you know, the New York Times has this great playoff simulator calculator. You put in all scenarios and tells you the odds. And if they split with the Giants, you know, it's like 55%, assuming losses to San Francisco and Dallas. But split with the Giants, beat the Browns, and then lose the other two, and they're at like 50%. Sweep the Giants are at 99%. So we'll know a lot in 2 weeks. And I don't think it's going to be easy, as you guys were just talking about with the Daily News guy. Like, Giants are wounded and fading, but O-line is healthy. Barkley is a nightmare. And I always fear Daniel Jones running against us because he's done it a lot. And obviously we had our problems with Mariota. But as to your question of buy-in, yeah, I'm bought in. I think their odds are pretty good of making the playoffs.
Good stuff there.
Well, we asked this question earlier, and I'm curious what your take is. It wasn't that long ago that this team was 2-4 and Commanders fans wanted everybody involved thrown out of town. They have since completely turned it around. You know, they've won 6 out of 7. Who do you credit most for the turnaround? And the answer doesn't have to be one singular person.
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. I mean, obviously the defense and Del Rio, and they turned it around in a major way. Like, I remember talking to you guys early in the season when the defense was really struggling, particularly the run defense. Back end wasn't very good either. And it puzzled me because on paper, you know, even without Chase, it looked like a pretty strong defense, and some of the young defensive backs had shown a lot. So I think the defense and Del Rio and the defensive line are big. Heinicke obviously is a major factor, just his energy, don't quit attitude, the infectiousness. Like, he still makes me crazy. And I think the one big threat to their playoff chances is, you know, too many Heinicke stupid interception mistakes. I mean, he knows it. He says it when he makes a dumb throw. He's got to eliminate that against the Giants, and you know, that's a threat. But he overall has been a huge positive, and you know, has a winning attitude. So, and you got to give, you know, Rivera credit. He didn't panic. He didn't freak out like all the rest of us fans did, and just kind of kept plugging away. Knew what he had in the locker room. Knew what he had on the field, and was just, you know, steady in letting it gel and making it happen. And that's what they've done. Frankly, you know, they have beaten some bad teams, but they beat the Eagles, so you got to put a feather in their cap for that, as a truly competitive team. And frankly, I think they ought to be a little higher on some of these power rankings. I was glad to see them above the Giants on NFL, but a lot of people still have the Giants ahead of them. But we can turn attitudes around on that on Sunday, I think. So I'd say Del Rio, the defense, and Heineke.
If you have any concern about this team, what would it be? Like, I know the defense has played great. Is it them being able to hold on and keep playing like they've been playing?
Yeah.
Or the luck stopped running out on some of the things happening on offense?
Yeah, I think a little bit of that, of all of that. I mean, I worry a little bit about the secondary and injuries there and how they hold up. You know, getting torched deep worries me, although, you know, obviously they've played better in recent weeks. Luck running out a little bit, like Heineke magic running out. I worry about it, and that flipping in the other direction where you get less Heineke magic and more Heineke throwing balls to the other team over the middle. That's a risk. I think overall they have the talent to be a, you know, 10-7, 11-6 team and get in the playoffs. And who knows? I mean, maybe win one game. I don't know that they're a deep run playoff kind of team, but there's no huge gaping hole here. They got weapons on offense, you know, pretty dangerous ones. You know, wide receiver and running back. I love what Robinson is doing. But I worry, yeah, that the Heineke magic runs out and we get more picks and fewer heroic moments.
Talking with our friend Ben White here from Politico. You see him all the time on CNBC as well. You can give him a follow at Morning Money Ben, where he writes his economic columns. I want to ask you one more before we get to some financial policy going on in the world.
Sure.
There is, I would say it's a minority, but it is a vocal minority. There's a vocal minority of people that want to go back to Wentz. And there are perhaps a more reasonable collection of people that think, you know, Wentz didn't really get a chance to run this offense, and I wonder what it might look like with Carson. Where do you come in on that? B-Mitch and I are pretty clear that we love Heineke the person, Heineke the story. He's got some limits athletically, but there's no way you can get away from him until they lose or until there's a real clunker of a game.
Yeah, I want to meet some of these vocal minority people and find out what it is that they're smoking and who they got it from, because it's nuts. I mean, you know, yes, granted, Heineke maybe doesn't have the arm that Wentz once had or still has, but Wentz was awful. Let's be honest. You know, maybe he didn't have all the weapons that Heineke has, but he threw terrible picks. He dropped the ball. He fumbled. The mess, and he's frankly been a mess most places since his great run with the Eagles before that injury. I agree that if Heineke starts to revert to, you know, a couple of games of just throwing a lot of picks and missing receivers that are wide open, that maybe you have that conversation. Having that conversation now is idiotic, because you got a guy who's winning games, who can bring you back, who does not get down after making a mistake, and has no quit. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, you stick with the winner, until the winner shows you he's not the winner anymore, and then maybe you go to Wentz. But it's not like you have, you know, Tom Brady sitting on the sidelines ready to come in. Wentz has not shown me anything at all that would suggest making a switch now and that somehow this offense would be better with Wentz under center. I just don't think that's true, and I don't think it's based on any kind of factual analysis or reality.
I think you're right, man. And some of it I think is just like our microwave society brains that, like, you have to consider everything, but like, there's no way. And frankly, I think Ron would lose the locker room if he tried to make that move.
Yeah,
and I think
he'll lose the locker room if he tried to make it in this current situation. Let's say 2 weeks from now, things go bad, and he made the move. I don't think he'll lose the locker room.
Yeah, then you could have the conversation.
Totally,
but right now,
no.
You would look crazy. I mean, it would look like an idiotic thing to do. And as far as I know, everything I've seen from Ron Rivera and the way he's lived his life and what he's done and, you know, the kind of character guy he is, he's not a moron. So he's not going to do that. And that would be a thing that a moron would do. So he's not going to do that until, I think, it takes two really crummy games. Like, if they get beat, and he plays badly Sunday, then they have the bye, and then the same thing happens in Washington against the Giants, then we can sit here the following Wednesday and have that conversation. Yeah. But as of right now, this is Taylor Heineke's team, and it's his team until he screws it up really badly.
I'm with you all the way there, Ben. We're talking with our friend Ben White from Politico. Give him a follow at Morning Money, Ben. Also, I know you might have to leave, so just tell me when you got to leave.
No, I got a few.
Okay. Well, I think
let's do speed read on the economy. My 12:30 thing got canceled, so you got me until you want to dump me.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. So, two things. One, I feel like I could kind of see and feel. The other, I need you to explain for me. Let's start with the other one, because I've heard a lot about this. But I just, it's hard for me to conceptualize what it means to my day-to-day. There is ongoing strife between railroad companies and railroad workers to the point where I keep hearing that this would, like, bring back all the supply chain problem and debilitating the economy. Like, what the hell's going on with the railroads?
Yeah, it's tough to explain in a short period of time, but I'll do my best. I don't think it's going to happen, that there's not going to be a rail strike, but there are, I think, a dozen railroad unions and four or five big freight carriers, and they've been at odds over a new contract for quite a while, and the railroad workers have been threatening to strike if they don't get a new contract. There was kind of a deal in September between the unions, and the White House brokered it, and we were going to be fine. Deadline to get that deal done was December 9th. We're getting close to that. And it sort of fell through. A bunch of the unions opposed it. So now the White House has turned to Congress. Congress has the authority to force a contract on the labor unions to avoid a strike. And I think that's exactly what they're going to do. And we won't get this rail strike. But if we did, it would be bad because 40% of American goods travel by rail. And this stuff, you know, parts for cars, you know, chlorine for drinking water and other important chemicals and all sorts of stuff. It would be about $1 billion or $2 billion a day hit to the economy. And passenger lines also run on freight lines, so it would screw up a lot of passenger rail. So it would be very bad if this happened, and it's worth paying attention to. It's why I've been writing about it. It's why it's been a big priority for the White House. But I think it's not going to happen. I think Congress will pass a measure that enacts this agreements, and some unions will be unhappy about it. But overall, I mean, the workers get a 24% raise. The big sticking point was overpaid sick leave. So we won't get into the weeds. But if it happened, it would be terrible. I think chances are very good now that the House and Senate will pass a bill forcing a deal and we'll get no strike. So keep an eye on it. But right now, I think we're probably okay.
There are eight other times where this came out and they never let it go to a strike. And I think
they'll
be stupid to let it go this time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, there's, you know, the chance that somebody could try to screw it up in the Senate, but it'll pass the House. There's enough Republicans to support it. Democrats are mostly behind it. So the House is easy. The Senate, you know, Bernie Sanders could screw it up, or, you know, a couple of Republicans have said they might oppose, so they could slow down getting the 51
votes. If he tried to screw it up, he'd slap a taste out of his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, tell him to go sit down with a blanket.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so just the quick backstory. In 1926, Congress passed a law giving them authority to stop any rail strike. It's been used 18 times since then. Last time was 1991, so it's been a while. But they're going to do it again for this very reason, that you just cannot stop American freight from getting around the country. It's too economically damaging and, frankly, you know, can be dangerous to health and safety. So Congress will stop it.
Hold on, Ben. We may have just discovered something. We may have just stumbled into a corollary here, boys. You said Congress is about to use their power to stop a rail strike, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
The last time this happened was 1991?
Yeah.
What else happened in 1991, Brian?
1991. You
JP,
know what happened.
I told you about always starting some stuff. Keep that. Pump your brakes right now, bro.
Picture it, man.
Don't put that pressure on this thing like that. You go add stuff onto this, get the people hoping, and then.
You better not let me see some headline on Twitter that says, first time since 1991 rail strike avoided.
Exactly. The indicator that this is the you know, the year for the Super Bowl, I still remember. I mean, that team, I think.
Well, we will be in Arizona, so.
Of all time, I was in college, sophomore in college. I still remember watching the Super Bowl, you know, with my brothers and just going nuts over Rippon's touchdowns and all the rest of it. And I still can't believe, man, we haven't won one since then. That's a long freaking time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time. But Ben, it was a fun time, I can tell you that. I mean, it was a lot of drinking going on, and it was cold as hell in Minnesota. Question.
Yeah.
I was pumping gas this morning, and my premium gas was $4.17. That's the lowest I've seen it in a while. Can I expect something to be below $4 soon?
Yeah, premium, I'm not sure.
It was $4.17. It hadn't been there in a long damn time.
I know, Yeah, we've had some good news on gas prices, and you know, it continues to moderate a little bit. I've got an older car, Brian, and they told me I have to put premium in it now, which I don't like to do because I'm cheap, but so I put it in. I noticed that, too. The full tank is less. So there's been some good inflation reduction movement in gas prices. We'll get more numbers this week on overall inflation. Hopefully it starts to tick down significantly more because it's still really high overall. But on the gas front, we've been doing okay. It's still other stuff like food and energy and travel that's really, really high. But since we've had no blowups in Ukraine lately, and maybe we get this oil price cap deal with Russia, the oil market has eased up a little bit, which is a big relief to everybody.
That is definitely good to hear. But I saw you had a tweet yesterday maybe about kind of the overall economic picture. And I'll be honest, when some of your Twitter I just don't understand, but I some of it I do. Give us just the general picture, because I know Christmas time is a massive time for retailers and a lot of spending, but what are things projecting for the next year, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, the thing you're referring to, I think, is the fact that consumers still have a lot of cash on hand. Like, the economy's slowing, there's no doubt, as the Fed raises interest rates and the housing market kind of collapses a little bit. Retail sales are still going to be good this season because there is all this cash. There's about $1.7 trillion in excess savings that people built up during COVID when, you know, we were all locked down and not really spending money on anything but food orders and stuff. And then all the government checks went out. So that's good. There's a cushion as the economy slows for people to keep spending money on stuff. And we're going to see that through the holiday season. They won't be blockbuster numbers, but they'll be good numbers. They'll be better than last year and the year before. The problem is, of that $1.7 trillion, most of it is held by wealthy people, middle to upper middle income folks who have fared pretty well through the pandemic and kept their jobs and saved money. So high-end brands, high-end travel, all that kind of stuff, fine. There's much less cash at middle to lower income. It's like $350 million. And once that's run through, that's when you're going to see consumer spending drop more and inflation be more of a problem and the economy really slow. What we got to hope for is the Fed can stop raising interest rates at some point relatively soon, and we get, you know, a shallow recession, which we'll probably get. But we do have a cushion in the amount of money that people have in their bank accounts. It's just tilted too much towards the high end, and I'm worried about folks who live paycheck to paycheck finally running out of extra cash to meet up with inflation. So that's the risk there.
That sounds risky. Well, we know that you'll be with us. We know you'll be with us, keeping us informed. I'm just saying, the last time Congress stopped a railroad strike was 1991, and they're about to do it again, and we all know what happened in 1991. So,
so basically,
just saying,
we've already won the Super Bowl. I mean, it's like, you know, we're locked. Tim, mark your books. Where is the Super Bowl?
Phoenix. I'm going to keep saying no to drugs.
Exactly.
I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and take it.
Highly unlikely. I would settle big time. I would settle for one playoff win. You know, that would be a victory. This season would be a huge success if they managed that.
That's what B and I both said before the season started. What makes this season a success is a playoff win. Ben, thank you for the time.
Exactly,
as always.
Right.
I appreciate you.
You got it, brothers. Take it easy.
All right, man.
That's our friend Ben White. You can follow him on social media at Morning Money Ben. And while B. Mitch says no to drugs, he says yes to steaks. Here's what you can do, folks. The holidays are here, and you can achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. You can pick out any of their packages. Put in JP at checkout and you get $30 off your order. You spend $100, you'll pay $70. You go $150, it's $120. It's simple math. Use the code JP and get $30 off your order. You can get their legendary butcher's cut filet mignons, their air chilled boneless chickens. They have these fat daddy burgers that when you put on the grill and they start to sizzle, man, it's an incredible smell. I know my smells. Most of them are bad. Burgers on the grill from Omaha Steaks, fantastic. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code JP at checkout. I've gotten these gift boxes sent to me before, and it's one of the best gifts you're going to get or receive. Would you rather have a basket of weird tubed meat and mustard, or would you rather have steaks you can put on your grill? Do you need another terrible sweater from your uncle? No, you want steaks. Tell them. Use the code JP at checkout, $30 off your order. It's simple, folks. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher since 1917.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.